Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE's plans for the draft have been revealed. We got some spoilers.
Ooh, backstage reaction to the new Bloodline additions.
Got the latest on Brock Lesnar.
And a British star is gone from WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right, let's talk draft. It's coming up real soon. Was this announced on the Raw after Mania or during Mania? Can't remember.
I feel like it definitely got confirmed on the Raw after Mania. Was it next Friday?
Something like that. Can't even remember. Got no brain, Cypress Hill. Insane in the brain. Yep, very smooth. Right, we got some draft plans coming through from Fightful Select. There'll be a bunch of these over the coming weeks and days, I'm sure. But they've noted here, Fightful, that the timing of this year's draft is not a coincidence. They have planned it for the first week of the NFL draft to capitalize on draft fever. Which, I mean, they're going to be fighting for like the services of
the
robot.
Does that mean they can draft NFL players?
Oh man, I hope so. Who are we getting in?
Get Brady in. Is he still doing it?
Tim Brady of the Baltimore Bastards.
Tim Brady.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big...
Patrick Mahomes, he's definitely one.
Pat McAfee. There you go.
Go Colts.
Go Bastards. but they actually, I quite like the Philadelphia Eagles now, I think.
Yeah.
I've heard that they're complete assholes, so that's...
And anyone who can sit in that stadium on a regular weekly basis in that sort of weather deserves all the credit.
Yeah, and not frost their head off.
Let's go Eagles.
the NFL thing, the timing is nuts. A coincidence. Mm. Now, they will be accepting input from their media partners with regards to the direction of this as well. So you imagine TV...
So the robot will get involved.
The robot coming! But you'd imagine that means that like, hey, if Fox goes, I would like Cody Rhodes, they'll take that on board.
Yes.
Or whatever, right?
Why are all of our stars on SmackDown? That doesn't seem to be fair.
Yeah, this is it. They might speak to the director of Fox, Sam, and just see what happens.
Samantha Fox.
But they've noticed as well, Fife will note as well, that they'll specifically accept input from Netflix and the CW.
Wow.
Media partners coming up. So that's pretty interesting, although one source has said, Netflix, that's a year away.
So, that's my Netflix impression.
Can't wait for, and then now for all that. Right, some stuff here from... Corey Brennan, Fightful, who's always got the NXT scoop skis. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to like these. Have you read this?
No, I've not.
All right, I'll save the one bit till the end. There will be a renewed focus on NXT's role in the draft.
Yes.
According to this, Ivar and the Final Testament, my favourite stable, appeared on last week's show.
That they did.
To set the stage for other main roster stars to jump. Ava was hanging out backstage on Raw, wasn't
Natty's
she?
Natty's doing stuff, obviously, on NXT as well, yeah.
Natty's there.
By the way, Ivar versus Obafemi is going to absolutely bang.
It's going to be stupid. Oh. Is that this week?
I don't know. He challenged him last week, but I don't know if they're saving it for spring break, indeed.
Oh, maybe they will break out in spring. That's what that means. So there's going to be a renewed focus on trying to make NXT something of a third brand again. We've seen that with people like Becky coming down and popping nice numbers for NXT.
Baza Corbin doing great work down there as well.
Big Barry Corbin, love the stick.
He's awesome.
He's good.
I wasn't a huge fan of his a few years back. I think he's amazing.
Love the dog wolves.
Oh.
The lone
Over!
The lone dogs, as they're known. But the next couple of weeks of NXT will have a big draft focus. Shawn Michaels currently unsure who's going to be brought up. I mean, that's usually the case. Yeah. They usually just go, sorry, Shawn, everyone. And that's him screwed.
From what they teased on Raw, both champions.
Yeah, so. Seems that way. Well, speaking of those champions, Dragunov, he's the NXT champion, and Carmelo Hayes, he's not a champion at the moment, but they're considered locks to go to Raw or SmackDown.
Carmelo's halfway there now anyway.
Yeah, and Dragunov kicked Nakamura's ass on Raw this week. Roxanne Perez, her status is up in the air despite recent TV appearances, so we'll see what happens.
Get her on the main roster, she's done enough in NXT.
100%. Now, the other names that have been announced or discussed are Baron Corbin.
Yes.
Obviously, he's been on the main roster in the past. And the family!
Oh my god! When you said it, I thought, no, surely not.
I figured I'd best save that one till last. Personal favourite.
This is what? Check my tweets. It's from Stand and Deliver. What did I say? The moment they counted three, I was like, oh, so you get the family on the main roster, the biggest stars of NXT. Oh my god. First of all, I've no idea how they're going to be received. I love them. You know this. A mafia stable, Tony D'Angelo just being the guy that dethroned Cody Rhodes. I'm here for it. Look, I'm really excited. NXT is awash with talent. Trick Williams could go up tomorrow as well. It's good. I'm glad that they're saying that. I mean, it's going to be one of those, there'll be people that are being, like Natalya and to some extent, Ivar. People are being underutilized on the main roster. I thought someone like Cameron Grimes, having watched him get murdered by Bron Breakker on Friday, could easily go back and slip into world title feuds because he was sort of North American title level when he left. And they're not doing anything for some reason with him on the main roster. But yeah, really excited for the draft. I get excited every year. Mm. It's often just kind of moving. Oh, you were red and now you're blue. But I suppose now it's a whole new world in WWE. I'm really excited to see how they mix this up.
It's a new era and all of that stuff. I'm interested to see what they do with the world titles.
Yeah.
Does Cody go to SmackDown and stay there like Roman? Because they're crowning the number one contender on SmackDown, so maybe he does. Or do they keep the belts in the configuration? Do they move them around?
His schedule seems to suggest he's going to be on both shows up until the draft.
Yeah, which I'm totally fine with.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always a fun time of year. I don't get, like, it's weird. Like, I don't look at the rosters right now and think, yeah, that needs a shake-up.
No.
But it will present some fresh opportunities.
Yeah.
Obviously, these days, it's quite soft as well. Like, people can just kind of go wherever the hell they want.
And it's good because they don't just inexplicably go, let's just break up that really successful team. I sense they wouldn't say, right, Montez Ford, you go over there, and Angelo, you go over there. Like, they're a great tag team. They can do single stuff, but they don't have to have a big, oh, sorry, for some reason, the draft computer's picked only one of you?
Yeah, we have different t-shirts now, so we're not friends anymore.
I'm glad it's not happening. Well, I mean, it usually does happen again around Survivor Series, but I always used to hate that one.
Star shake-off.
You cut me, I bleed blue for the past week.
Yeah, I've been here for 6 days.
You got a problem taking up with a dead man.
Yeah, you got to respect the draft.
Talking to people who respect business, the Bloodline. They got one new addition on SmackDown, and they appeared, according to rumours, to be getting more. If you missed it, Tama Tonga popped up to help Solo Sikoa murder Jimmy Uso on SmackDown. I'll be talking all about it on the SmackDown Review podcast a little bit later on today. Jacob Fatu is another name who's obviously been linked with not only arriving in WWE, but being a part of the Bloodline, because look at him. And he's going to be awesome as part of that stable, just like Tama. And according to reports, Tama Tonga has many friends within WWE, which is understandable. Jacob Fatu was seen around in Philadelphia, seemed very happy. And they both made very good impressions last week, which is good. I mean, apart from with Jimmy Uso, one would assume.
Yeah, poor Jimmy. I thought the Tama Tonga angle came off well. Mm.
Could have worked on his body a little bit more. Not looking great.
Yeah.
Jesus, Tama, what have you been doing, mate?
I was going to say, like, he was looking fantastic physically.
He looks more terrifying than when I was sat next to him as he choked out Phil Chambers.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Yeah.
You can't just choke Phil Chambers out. No. That's ungodly. But yeah, I mean, he's signing. Well, the Tama's been coming a while.
Yes.
Fatu was confirmed over WrestleMania weekend, I believe. I think that it opens up all kinds of interesting possibilities with the Bloodline.
Yeah, I really like a new director that they don't just go, well, let's just pretend that never happened.
Yeah, I've seen people like speculate on maybe doing Roman and the Usos versus Solo and Tama and Jacob Fatu. Fatu's awesome, by the way. If you've not seen him, you're going to find one of your new favourite wrestlers, I think.
Jacob Fatu's the one with the fan, isn't it?
He is the one who takes care of the fan. But
he's a barrier for a reason, guys.
Exactly, don't cross it. He's a very exciting, explosive wrestler as well. So yeah, it's an exciting time to be a Bloodline follower.
Speaking of which, there's a question on that when we get to the questions a little bit later on.
Sweet, sounds good to me. It's good.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I realised why you're hesitant to move on to our next story.
Yeah, because it's not so good.
No.
Right, we're going to talk about Brock Lesnar a little bit. This is from last week's, or I guess he dates it Monday this week, so whatever, Wrestling Observer newsletter. Brock Lesnar, right? Obviously, at the post... Was it the WrestleMania press conference? Triple H was like, yeah, nothing's changed.
Yeah, he just said he's been off doing Brock Lesnar things.
Yeah,
no one asked, why has he been off?
Yeah, yeah. So he's, you know, his schedule for years has been he comes for a couple of months, shows up, and then he goes away, comes back, all of that stuff. So it's not a huge statement from Triple H there. But the Wrestling Observer noted that as of a few weeks ago, unlike the situations with Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, Brock Lesnar is actually going to be back at some point. It's not clear when that will be, but it won't be anytime soon. This is notable because Brock was implicated in Janelle Grant's lawsuit against Vince and WWE and you know, the subject of some really, really brutal and awful allegations that... I mean, it's just the kind of stuff that makes you sick to your soul. Yeah, I'm not particularly interested in seeing him again, to be honest.
Don't get me wrong, Brock Lesnar has done a great job in recent years of just really maximising like that brief stint, whether it be coming in and winning a world title and dropping it to someone to put him over, or obviously the Cody Rhodes stuff that he did last year. And I know, obviously, we were supposedly getting Brock versus Gunther at WrestleMania and why that match would have been incredible. I think it's really hard to bring him back with these allegations hanging over him. And I don't know whether or not just giving it a bit of time is going to fix that. I don't know how he's going to be received by the WWE audience as well. You and I kind of said the same thing about this. Like, WWE is in an amazing spot right now. Bringing Brock back is unnecessarily rocking the boat, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the thing with these companies is exactly what you said. They will just wait until they think it's not going to make it's not going to get negative press,
or there's someone we're talking about something else.
Yeah, exactly. They think it's not let's do right by, it's not a moral decision or anything like that. It's hey, this is quieting down now, we can bring them back.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it
sucks.
It's just unfortunately the nature of wrestling sometimes that people are implicated in things, everyone says right, well that's them, you know, gone forever, and then in 6 months time
suddenly,
you go, let's bring him back, because people are talking about or thinking about something else now. I'm not a huge fan of this, to be honest.
I'm not a fan at all.
Right, let's talk about Sid Scala, the former NXT UK assistant general manager. He's been released from WWE, according to PW Insider. Last wrestled in 2023. Had been with WWE as part of the NXT UK brand, of course, from December 2018 through to the end of the brand's weekly series that happened in September of 2022, of course. He'd also worked behind the scenes as a coach and a producer, but hadn't really been utilised since the end of his on-air role. He was assistant GM, of course, to the legend Johnny Saint on NXT UK.
I had no idea Sid Scala was still with WWE. I figured that he had left perhaps when NXT UK was binned off, when it was cancelled. Look, Sid Scala, I get, like, this guy was implicated in the speaking out movement a few years ago. Mariah May, who's now in AEW, accused him of some really nasty practices. So, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yes.
I guess good, right?
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us on X. Ryan King starts us off saying, greetings, gents. Given his comments on last week's Raw and the current direction of his character, doesn't it make the most sense for Drew McIntyre to be the one to win the next Money in the Bank?
Yeah, for sure. It would fit his personality, as you've said there, and his new character. He's an asshole.
Yes.
So he'd be a good guy to be an asshole and cash in on someone. That being said, I do really like the romantic idea of him winning the world title in Scotland.
I think Money in the Bank's after.
It's wild. We've got like a schedule where there's a pay-per-view every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than the 2 weeks we had a few, which was chaos. Also, the programming sucked then and it doesn't suck now, so it's good. I like the idea of him winning the belt in Scotland a little bit more because it's just nice. I know he's a heel, but you can do the situational babyface reaction thing. Wrestling's always been that way. It's fine. But if he doesn't do that, this is a good idea.
Yeah, it's one of those. I initially read this question and thought that exact same thing. Oh, win Money in the Bank and call your shot for Scotland, for Clash at the Castle. But I think they're the wrong way round, and it would also be a pretty tight turnaround and kind of a waste of Money in the Bank because you can just build them up as a challenger in the interim. One thing I don't agree with is saying CM Punk should win Money in the Bank, because whilst I do like the idea with CM Punk in the Money in the Bank briefcase again, that means he has to have a ladder match. Please don't. He was injured. I want him to wrestle regularly. Let's just have him have regular matches for a bit.
Yeah, I'm not putting CM Punk in the ladder match. I just want to see as much of him as possible.
I need to work out who I want to win Money in the Bank, because my automatic pick of Sami Zayn every year doesn't really work this year because he's kicking ass with the IC title.
Unless he drops it tonight.
Chad Gable tonight, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to Raw. Electric Rich gives us our second question. That is the question, Rich. With A-Tay and Dan Ando winning the titles, the F and Judgment Day needing opponents, and now that Priest has ascended and JD is still... JD. Is now the right time to bring back the absolutely awesome Iconics in to make a stable?
In the Judgment Day.
So I think Rich is suggesting A-Town Down Under and the Iconics team to take on the Judgment Day. The Dan can... is suggested. I'm just reading what Rich says. So YouTube, you can't get angry at that.
Well, they can't see you next Tuesday because they don't run shows on a Tuesday.
No.
So
A-Town, I love that as a stable, by the way.
They would be really annoying.
Oh.
So A-Town Down Under against the Judgment Day.
Yes.
Who's the second woman in the Judgment Day?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
For some reason, they're going for AEW.
Let's do it. Why not? We need to get a WWE box.
We do.
Pack, apparently.
Brilliant.
All right, cool. Yep.
That doesn't
solve our problem at all.
How about instead? That Roderick Strong's not going to work.
All right.
I'm going to find a female if it kills me. That's Ricky Starks.
Just pretend you got one. Pretend you found one.
Commander.
Commander, there we go. There you go. Here's Pack back for the,
that
for
one,
the box.
Is that who I think it is? I saw SA, and so ladies and gentlemen, I thought it was going to be Soraya, but the newest member of the Judgment Day, Satnam Singh.
Okay. there we go.
But yes, Rich, great idea. The most unbearable stable of all time. I'm 100% here
for it. They would be hideous in the best possible way. The Iconics, really, they should be in WWE.
Like, yeah, they should be on AW or WWE doing something.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to. Fair play. Maybe their wives have just moved on. But
they've had babies. I think one of them might be pregnant, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
they've had children recently. So yeah, go and do family stuff.
Yeah, that's a bit more important than wrestling. But hey, if they wanted to return to wrestling full time, they should be in WWE because they're just great TV characters.
And if they want someone to announce that as part of maybe a face-to-face interview, I'm right here.
This guy.
I will fly anywhere for that. I'll pay for it myself as well. Don't worry, future.
You'll have to.
Tully Television, your final question of the day. I alluded to this one a little bit earlier on. Cheers for the question, Tully. Hello, lads. So are we living in a world where Roman is going to be a face by WrestleMania 41?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to pivot this into a babyface role for Roman Reigns. Just seems to be the direction with what happened on... You got a look on your face.
I just thought as you were saying that, I was like, what a weird world to be in. You know, how many years you and I have sat in here reporting the news where we're like, I think it's time for babyface Roman Reigns. Imagine going back in time, 7 years or something, telling yourself that.
And the thing is, now it'll probably be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not going to come out and go suffering succotash. Or little old Roman climbing the beanstalk or whatever.
What's going on with your eyes? They weren't that colour.
Yeah. Here's some dog food, brother. he's not going to be doing any of that crap. But yeah. And look, if he's going to face the final boss someday, he has to be a babyface anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know whether it'll happen by 41 completely, because I don't know whether or not they're going to do that match. It feels like they're heading for Rock and Cody. Potentially.
Dakota.
But he's going to get a huge reaction whenever he comes back. Yeah. I sense he's going away for a long, old time now, quite rightly. He's working so hard. He did like four consecutive dates before WrestleMania. No, I'm joking. He was incredible. I loved his reign as and Bloodline stuff as world champion. Yeah. I think it was just such a perfect ending at WrestleMania. But when he comes back, he's going to have a great reaction. And like you say, like we said earlier, now you've got Solo Sikoa seemingly taking over. Like Roman versus Solo with Roman as a babyface could be great as well.
Yeah,
like
the
splintering off the blood. You've got to be very careful, haven't you, with things like the Bloodline, because you immediately get allusions to the NWO of like just getting bigger and you need to know when to end this. But I feel like right now, a heel version of the stable, like you said, with Tama and with Jacob Fatu and Jesus, terrifying, that Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman just cowering in the corner, taking on babyface. What a babyface mega team that would be. Because Jimmy Uso is going to get back over as a babyface after getting destroyed. Jey Uso, look at the entrance. And then, Roman Reigns. I sense people are going to be quite excited to do that again when he comes back.
Yeah, earnestly with him as well, rather than kind of in spite of the crowd. And the Usos need to get back together at some point, right? Because that singles match was, ooh, boy.
One of the few star ratings of Dave's that I agreed with.
Yeah, Jimmy...
Give him five, Dave. Come on, mate. Sammy dropped Gunther on his head.
I was looking at the you know the thing about, and no one like a lot of people don't like star ratings talk, but like looking at those ratings, half of them were too, in my opinion, half of them were too harsh and half of them were too generous.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was like, what the hell's going on here? I guess we just like different things.
Yes, a lot of matches better than CM Punk and Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And some you were like,
Andrade and Rey Mysterio versus
I loved it.
Santos and Dom. Better than Joe Punk. All right, Dave.
Didn't have any football players, did it? Joe Punk, that's why.
This is it. Kelsey, he wasn't there.
Not Travis, that's the one I said, and someone gave me a look in the stadium. It's Travis Kelsey, it's the other Kelsey.
What did CM Punk...
Lane Johnson was the other guy, wasn't it? I was remembering him.
CM Punk say it was Taylor Swift's brother's brother or something like that. Good one, Punk.
Someone in that stadium, though. So Travis Kelsey, and they went...
Pardon?
not him. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Another new news video, solo news from Andy, coming a little bit later on today with some big news about a potential new stable in WWE. But for now, Andy, what can they do?
They can click on this right here. It's 40 fascinating facts from WrestleMania, every single show, including this year, because we're fast. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.